Well, here we are, 7:46, 14 till 8. Far too warm for Mark Rosa, President and CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union. I'll bet that, is it?
Oh, yes. So where's a Winn-Dixie freezer when you need one? I'm ready.
Did you see somebody bet, I forgot how much it was, $100,000 that Chicago was going to draft the quarterback that they did, number one, and the odds were so poor, they only got $500 back. Now, I know there are some things that are a sure thing or not, but you'd do better than that with a certificate, wouldn't you?
I think so.
And no risk. And no risk.
No risk at all. That's it. Go to bed early.
Crazy. Tell me about, first of all, I would direct people to jeffersonfinancial.org. If you go to that safely, not while you're driving, you'll see right in the middle of the page, manage your money and plan for your future with our financial calculators. And Mark, they got a whole bunch of calculators on there that'll help people out, and they're free.
Absolutely. Free and open to the public. You don't have to be a member of the credit union. You don't have to join. Nobody will call you. Nobody. We're not capturing information like emails or anything like that. So just enjoy. They're out there to educate.
And the other thing I'd like to mention, because I think it is a service, is that you guys have that 7.9% credit card, right, still?
Tommy, I would wish, well, for obvious reasons, I'd wish the line would be wrapped around the building, those wanting them, not just for the credit union, but for their own finances. We've said that before. If people looking at 27% is a single-digit solution that's out there.
And this, you know, this is a bank card. This is just like a MasterCard or something? What is it?
Visa.
A Visa card.
Visa.
So you can use it.
Yes.
It's not like a Jefferson Financial house account or anything like that. It's a bank card. It's a Visa card. 7.9% interest rate. Okay. Just wanted to let people know about that.
Appreciate that.
Let's talk about what we're talking about today. Go ahead. I'm sorry, Mark.
No, that's, you know, we've been, as we normally do on more of a Monday, following the economy as it goes along. But we had some economic news, and I'll segue into a managed money thing. But the GDP for the first quarter, the gross domestic product, it's how large our economy is and at what growth rate are we at moving forward. So last year, we ended the year, it was a 3.2% growth rate. For an economy our size, that's good news. If it starts with a 3 or above, that's good news. If it goes much more than that, it's really super good news, but it would be too fast to maintain. So a 3 is a good number to focus on. So here comes first quarter of this year, ended on March 31st. We got the news a couple of days ago. GDP was basically cut in half at 1.6%. So it sent, talk about markets, it sent the market down over 500 points immediately, because let me tell you what's baked into this. If the economy is slowing at a very aggressive rate, coming off of 3.2 and going down to 1.6, and inflation is still rising, each month we get a report, and it's not a big number, but that's a number that's compounding over the previous month. I mean, some economists are saying that's all we need is to slip into some kind of stagflation, meaning companies are slowing down production, not that they want to, because maybe the demand for their product or service is waning, and prices are going up. So combination with, not many of us have been out there long enough to remember in the late 70s, that was a stagflation period. Mm-hmm. It was horrible financially. But on the earnings front,
Mark, if you can, just for a second, what that looked like for people that don't know or don't remember.
Well, it's all, if you got accelerated number of layoffs, if you got companies that are experiencing financial problems, if you got some companies that are closing, how far away does the ripple go through the pond? You get laid off, you don't have a paycheck coming in. Well, then you can't buy goods and services like you used to,
which you couldn't afford.
In the
anyway.
Grocery store. Right. Wait, say again?
Which you couldn't afford anyway, right?
Well, yes. Well, we got that here. We didn't have it back. I'm not remembering what we had, you know, consumer that was spending money that they didn't have at the rate that they do it now. That's a separate thing. But the two things that determine stock prices, corporate earnings and interest rates, we're not getting a lot of relief on interest rates, and that can keep getting kicked down the road from a Fed standpoint. But the corporate earnings, you got big companies. This morning was announced, I was just on WWL, Southwest Air is experiencing substantial financial problems. They're going to be cutting a lot of their flight routes around the country. Chip maker Intel, one of the biggest in the world, is down on weak earnings. Harley Davidson stock fell on low sales. Maybe you and I should buy one. Mm-hmm. Tesla, under a lot of financial pressure. Meta, the parent of Facebook, is down over 15% on expense worries. So we have Caterpillar is down on low volume sales. So we've got these big global companies that are seeing some financial pressures here, and we looked away from some of the layoff news of late because we had other things that were happening. So I looked up this morning, 262,000 layoffs were reported last year. 257,000 were reported this past quarter. Uh-oh. So we had all of last year's layoffs basically equaling the company layoffs in the first quarter of the year. So this has been troubling. There was an article out this morning from Jerome Powell saying that, no, we might want to relook at, some interest rate cuts, and that conversation keeps going back and forth. But that 1.6% really took Wall Street by surprise. I'm remembering 2008-09 financial crisis. You and I, all we had basically left was our sense of humor. We're saying our 401k was reduced to a 201k, and I'm glad we had conversing
about it.
Kept
the gun out of our mouth.
What was
right?
Devastating? That's it. Yeah. That's what was happening. But I wanted to segue into that, Tommy. So if the economy is slowing and we're facing some things, inflation pressures and so on, for people to check their 401ks, and I see that anecdotally at work where, it's like, oh, I put money in a 401k, I'm thinking I'm conquering the world, I'm doing all I can, and that's the end of it. But when just a couple of little surface questions that probe into that, oh, okay, well, that's good. I'm glad you're participating in the program. That's certainly to your benefit. Are you putting in enough for yourself? Or you're putting in enough to reap all of the company's benefits, because the company will most times have some type of addition into your money that you're putting in. The company will kick in some money. So we call that free money, and seldom do those two words come together so well. But it's as somebody, I'm putting 1% in. Well, if you kick it up to 2 or 3% of your salary, you'll get the maximum company match. So not everybody's understanding that, and they feel like, HR discussed that with me, save for your retirement, put some money in a 401k, and basically after that, I leave it on autopilot. But if we're coming up on economic downturns and slow growth in the economy and persistent inflation, you could call your HR department, you could sit down with somebody in HR, they will direct you to the people that are managing the portfolios. After Enron, the people at the company don't manage the portfolios. They can't manage the portfolios. They need an outside party to give you investment advice. And just to say, am I on track? You could use those words to them, and that means a lot to money managers, to go back to your plan, what investments are good for you. That's going to be different from a lot of people listening to us this morning. Are you taking on too much risk? Are you putting in enough for your retirement and basically being on track? I know I have one at work where I log into my 401k account myself, and it'll say, are you on track for reaching certain retirement goals that you put in the system? No, it says, well, click here, and it tells you how to get on track. So a lot of that stuff is free and available. You can use it from your home, meaning log into your own 401k portal, and just look at what your investments are exposed to before we have an economic downturn, and your 401k, switches down to a 201k. I'm being facetious there.
Yeah, but then it's too late at that point.
It's too late. Then you're on the other side of the fence, and you're wishing the money back up.
Thank you, Mark. Valuable information, as always. We'll talk to you Monday when we look down the Wall Street, look at the week ahead on Wall Street. You can go to jeffersonfinancial.org, take advantage of those calculators. 755 traffic now, WWL.